Hello and welcome back to From 350 to A0, where we slow down a little and just have a little chat. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode from a past racy weekend of Silverstone. It was a pretty nice race, huh? But first of all, if you hear any background noises, those are my dogs, or me probably, because yes, this is second of all, I mentioned in my last episode that I was probably getting sick, and I was. My throat isn't sore, but my nose is fucking stuffed for the past week. It was stuffed, so it's getting annoying, but yeah, if I sound weird, that's why. And this is literally the third time I'm recording the, like, whole intro of this episode, because my fucking dogs are being stupid and just barking. But yeah, anyways, let's just get straight into the whole episode, because we have quite some things to actually talk about this time. So, first of all, practice sessions, because, like, I've gotten into this whole way of doing the episode with practice sessions, with qualifying, and then with race, like, in one whole episode, because, I don't know, it's just seems nicer to me. If you don't like listening to me talking about practice sessions, I'll give you a time stamp, like somewhere around now, because I'm probably gonna record it after. So this time stamp is literally here. So if you just want to skip to qualifying, skip to the 22nd minute and 34 seconds. And if you just want to skip to the race, you can skip to the 32nd minute and 28 seconds if you just want to listen to me talking about the race in Silverstone. So yeah, if you're not interested listening to me talking about practice sessions, you can just skip. But if you are, let's continue. So first practice session was pretty good. Of course, Verstappen topped the session with Perez in second, Albon in third, which was really fucking amazing. Like, the both Williams in the three practice sessions, they were looking so good. Like, they were looking so good this weekend. I don't know, maybe it was the livery of the team, because they had a special livery of the 800 GP start this time in Silverstone, so maybe it was that. But yeah, then Alonso came in fourth, fifth Leclerc, sixth Ocon, seventh Sainz, Norris, Stroll, Piastri. That completes the top 10. Then De Vries, which was, okay, De Vries, for the first time ever, you're doing kind of well. But even though it's a practice session. Then P12 Hamilton, 13th Gasly, Russell, Bottas was in the 15th place. Tsunoda, Sargent, Joe, Magnussen, and Hulk. So both Hasses at the end of the whole table. So not a really good practice session for the Hasses. But Crofty probably said that they were running like with full tank of fuel, so like race conditions. So that's why they were at the back. Probably. We don't know, but yeah. De Vries, even though he had like P11 finish in the first practice session, he like managed to somehow go out into turn one into the gravel. Like, he was even on a slow lap, but he still went out. I don't know what was that about, but he managed to do that. Max was complaining that he was driving on like ice for some reason. Also, first of all, I'm reading out of my notes, so I don't forget anything that happened, like, in the practice sessions, qualifying, or the race. So if you hear any pauses, that's what I'm doing. I'm literally just reading my notes. So, Norris pedal cam. I wrote this down for some reason, because, honestly, it was really interesting to see how, like, the driver's feet move around. Like, I don't have feet fetishes, but like it was really interesting to see how like the gravity works and like the forces in like on the driver. Because when they show the pedal cam, you can see the, like, the feet of Norris pushing the pedals, but also you can see how, like, both of the legs are moving because they're under, like, huge amounts of fucking G's, of forces. So you can tell that he's, like, turning his car and he's almost twisting inside his car, but, like, because the cockpit is so tight, the driver, like, is not able to actually twist and, like, spin inside the car. So, yeah, that was really interesting to see. Also, Sainz was really fast. Sainz was really fast in, like, all of the practice sessions because, like, he's good at this track. He's really good at Silverstone. He won last year. He also got pole position last year. So he was really good in, like driving around the track, but not actually setting times as good because, like, of course, Verstappen is the best. And somehow Sainz finished 7th in FP1. I don't know why, but, like, he was really good, first of all, but then somehow, like, dropped down. Also, Russell got out a bit. He went a little bit wide, and he did that, like, twice. Also, he was complaining with steering and reporting vibrations, which is, like, almost kind of becoming repetitive from Mercedes. We all saw what happened last year. They were like, we're not even gonna get into that, but it seems like they still haven't fixed the issues with the car when it comes to vibrations and, like, problems with steering, because it seems to be a reoccurring issue. Also, there was a fucking bag on track for Checo, which Checo, he got over it, but he seemed to be fine. Then some bodywork from Haas flied up on one of the turns for some reason. They showed the bodywork flying away, and then they showed the replay of the Haas car, and, like, couldn't figure it out. Where the hell did this come from? Where did the damage come from that the bodywork, like, detached from the car? It was, I don't know. I really don't get it, because, like, it wasn't the first time that some bodywork from the Haas came apart this weekend. But yeah, that's all about free practice one. So let's get straight into free practice two now. So, once again, Verstappen topped the free practice 2 session with Sainz in P2, Albon in P3, once again, then this time Perez in 4th, Sargeant in 5th this time, then Stroll 6th, 7th Hulk, 8th Gasly, 9th Piastri, and 10th Alonso. So Alonso was once again nowhere, and that completes the top 10. Then in 11th Zhou, P12 Russell, P13 Ocon, 14th Norris, 15th Hamilton, 16th Bottas, 17th Magnussen, 18th Tsunoda, 19th De Vries, and 20th Leclerc. Which, if you're wondering how the hell did Leclerc end up P20th, this is what happened. Basically, they had some, like, issues. They told that it was an electrical issue on Leclerc's car, and they were working throughout the FP2 session on his car. They were working, the mechanics were doing their stuff, and basically throughout the whole session, then the engine covers, like, went up, and Leclerc didn't go out on track, and he basically missed the entire FP2 session. So, missed time, not really good for Leclerc, because, like, the data and the driver driving around, getting used to the track and so on, and blah, 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 which is not really good. But yeah, that happened, so that's why he ended up being P20th. Then I wrote this down also, being P3 for Albon and P5 for Sargeant, which is, once again, the both Williams doing really well. And, like, I don't want to get away ahead of myself, but I am thinking that this is, like, track specific, or maybe, just maybe, Williams are getting better. Because when James Wolves came over to the team, they seemed to be doing pretty well so far, and like there were a lot of changes within the team, because James Wolves, like, when he came in, it's basically when, like, oh my god, I forgot his name. When Binotto went out from Ferrari and, like, oh my god, I forgot his name. Anyways, you know what, who I'm talking about? It's the new Ferrari's principal. Like, when he came in, also a lot of people changed within the team. Also a lot of things changed within the team. And this is how it seems to me what is happening in Williams when James Wolves came in. So I'm still thinking about the name of Ferrari's current team principal, and I can't, like, the one from Alfa Romeo. You know who I'm talking about, but it's at the tip of my tongue and I can't remember it. Anyways, I remember it later. I know his name. I'm not stupid. I just forgot it. Anyways, so yeah, Williams seemed to be really good this weekend. And once again, in free practice too, they were really good. Then Alonso had some problems with his car, so he had some front left problems, and he was told to slow down, which was like, they were so good at the beginning of the season, but now they're nowhere. I'm not even talking about Stroll, because Stroll was nowhere from the beginning of the season. He's still nowhere at this moment now. He was nowhere at Silverstone, so yeah, Stroll, but Alonso, fucking Alonso, how much he was boasting himself up, how happy he was with Aston Martin, and like the car being simply lovely to drive and simply amazing, and like wow, so much better than Alpine and like stuff like that. And now look what's happening. So much of this, like, whole boasting and talking really good about the team, and here you go. Now it's starting to happen. Like, the more you talk about good stuff, like, the more you boast yourself up, the more you're proud, like, even egoistic sometimes. I feel like he sounds, like, really selfish sometimes and so full of himself. I'm sorry, I'm not hating on Fernando, but that's how it seems to me. But now it's like when everybody's leveling up, like the whole field is leveling up, and like Aston Martin are slowly becoming, not even becoming, but like they're being put into their place where they're supposed to be. Because yes, they've got a head start, but we all know that you're not going to have a head start unless you have a huge amount of prize money, which they did last year. And because if other teams are like at the back doing nothing, maybe exploring zero side pods concepts, you're going to have a head start and you're going to look really great. But as soon as everybody starts to level out and bring upgrades, as we've seen with McLaren, like this weekend, you're going to be falling back. So this is what's happening with Alonso. And like when he said that he's going to not step off the podium and stuff like that, I don't believe it. I really don't believe it. Like he didn't perform this weekend. He was what? He was P10 in free practice, in the second free practice session, which is like, it's still free practice. Yes, I get that. But at the same time, like, come on. You can't go and talk stuff like that and then just fall back. I hope it's just track specific and it was just because they were having a bad day and, I don't know, the track wasn't suited for them. Maybe, but at the same time, I don't think so. They are really starting to fall back, and we're going to be seeing them more and more, like, being the midfield team which they are. So yeah, also we saw a lot of activity on Lando's cars front, because I don't know, mechanics, basically they were doing something in his brake ducts. They maybe have some problem with that. And there was also a rumor, because Ted said that basically there was a report of some sort of an oil spill like near Lando's car, which was, I don't know where did that come from, because like Ted also said that the mechanics are wiping the floor, but as soon as they showed the front of Lando's car at that free practice session, it was just literally mechanics like spraying a flow with paint on the car and like wiping the floor from the paint. Like it was bright green. I don't know where did that oil come from. Maybe they like they had enough time to wipe it clean and we just saw the flow with paint, maybe. Or maybe someone was just stupid and, like, honestly, yeah, I don't know. So, also, we had Stroll losing a mirror while driving on track. I don't know how that happened, but basically he was going only one mirror. He went, like, and did one lap without one mirror and then just came into the pits and, like, the mechanics fixed that. George was once again, like, complaining that there's no grip for him. And De Vries had a puncture at the end of the session, which I don't know how that even happened, but, like, the whole car, it was just, I don't know, he was driving, erratically, and I don't know. I didn't even get to see where did he get the puncture, because it looked like he drove over nothing and suddenly got the puncture. So I don't know what was that about. But yeah, that's about it about free practice too. Alright, so now we're going into Saturday, which on this day we had a free practice 3 session and qualifying. So first, free practice 3 session, Leclerc topped the charts this time. We had Albon coming in P2, which once again, fucking Albon doing amazing. P3 for Alonso, P4 Gasly, P5 Hamilton, P6 Sainz, P7 Sargent. Once again, great result for Sargent. Then P8 Verstappen, don't know what was that about, but yeah. P9 Russell and P10 Tsunoda, that completes our top 10. Then in 11th place, De Vries, P12, Norris, P13, Stroll, P14, Perez, P15, Magnussen, P16, Ocon. In 17th place came Piastri, P18, Bottas, P19, Hulk, and P20, Zhou, who didn't have, like, any time set because he had a charging issue on his car, so he didn't set any times in free practice 3 because the mechanics were working on his car. And basically, he had a MGUH, which stands for Motor Generated Unit Heat issue, which, if you don't know what that is, I'm basically going to explain a little bit here. So skip this part if you're not interested, but if you are interested, just listen to me basically trying to explain what motor generated units are. So basically, the car, an F1 car, has two of them, which is the motor generated unit for heat and for kinetic, and basically it's just these two systems which are connected to ERS, which is basically like the battery of the car, which provides some extra energy and speed for the car up to 33 seconds. So there are two, like, imagine these two boxes, which are one is basically transforming, both of them are transforming energy and, like, they're turning them into electricity and then charging the battery, which is the ERS thing that I mentioned before. So basically we have one that transforms energy from heat into electricity, and then kinetic energy into heat. So basically, not into heat, into electricity. So basically, one is near the exhaust and just turns the exhaust gases, the hot gases, into electricity. And then there's one when the driver is braking. So the whole energy that's like created from braking, which is called kinetic energy, it just turns that energy into electricity, and like both of those goes into the battery and it charges it up. So yeah, so Joe had an issue with the one that transforms energy from heat from the exhaust gases, which is called MGUH. And yeah, so he had a problem with that, so that's why he wasn't able to set any times in the free practice 3 session on Saturday. Then Norris was also, like, at the beginning of the session, Norris was told to stop the car in the pit lane over the white line. And then a mechanic, like, touched something on his car, which was, like, it wasn't something. It was the whole thing that cools down, like, the brake ducts. So he had to remove that device from the car. And, like, Norris was supposed to be investigated after the session, but there was no investigation because, like, the mechanic didn't actually touch the car, and, like, Norris wasn't over the line that he was supposed to cross when, like, you can't touch the car after crossing that line. And, like, the mechanic only touched the device. He didn't actually touch the car, so Lando was okay. Yeah, so then we had Leclerc coming out in this practice session because the mechanics were able to fix his car, and he was out on softs and setting fastest laps over the entire session. He was really good. And yeah, then we had some low grip conditions plus raining, so we had a kind of wet track, but the drivers were still on dry tires. And Leclerc managed to do a little pirouette on the last lap corner of his fast lap, but he still, like, topped the whole session. So, yeah. Also, Norris and Ocon were kind of racing each other into turn one. I don't know what was that about, but, like, yeah. It just looked like they were just doing that for fun. So it was entertaining to see. So yeah, that's about all the free practice sessions. And I think, yeah, let's get into quali now. So our first 3 qualifiers were P1, Verstappen, of course. P2, Norris. Wow. P3, Piastri. P4, Leclerc. P5, Carlos. P6, Russell. P7, Hamilton. P8, Albon. P10, Alonso. And P9, Alonso. And P10, Gasly, sorry. So that concludes our top 10. Then P11, Hulk. P12, Stroll. P13, Ocon. P14, Sargent. Then Bottas didn't qualify, so P15 ended up being Perez. P16, Tsunoda. P17, Zhou. P18, De Vries. P19, Magnussen. And Bottas had a P20 start because he wasn't able to give any fuel samples at the end of the session. And that was not it with Bottas Valtteri completely lost power at the end of the Q2 session, so he's not participating in Q2 at all. He had some power issues, which is, like, people were saying, like, of course you're going to have power issues if you have no fuel in your car to give, like, samples from. Because I think they're supposed to give 1 liter of fuel as a sample for the FIA to, like, reassure them that they're not using any different fuels in one part or the other of the sessions in qualifying. So, like, everything's equal and everything's fair. Because, like, some people were caught cheating using different fuels. So, yeah, that's why the FIA have to check fuel, and they have to give samples, like the teams have to give samples from both of their cars if they're using like legal accepted fuel. Because like we all saw what happened once with Max, like he was told to not continue his fast lap because basically there would be no fuel left for them to give from Max's car to actually like be legal and stuff like that and have no penalties. So yeah, Bottas was given a penalty and basically started the race from the back and ended up being P20. Yeah, but at the end of, like at the beginning of the session, Hamilton had a little spin because it was too wet, but he was right, so everything was fine. Then we had an unsafe release in the pit lane for De Vries in front of Piastri, which De Vries even said that how like the team, like, oh my god, what are you doing, you're giving me an unsafe release, damn fuck, and like so on, which was like the right response from De Vries, because like the whole unsafe release, it was so stupid, like really stupid, honestly, it looked really stupid, and like I don't know how that happened, but yeah. Magnussen also lost power and stopped in the middle of the track, and that's how he brought out the red flag with just 3 minutes and 11 seconds of the session of Q1 being left, which basically after the red flag, like everyone had to go out and set a fast lap, which was so chaotic. I like can't even, like people, like everyone went out, everyone did. And people were racing each other for track position because, like, Max and Hamilton, Max and Hamilton basically were racing for track position before the last lap of, like, Q1, because everyone did an outlap and everyone was racing each other to get track position and to be able like to set a fast lap, which Gasly I think crossed the line last with 6 seconds remaining. So yeah, that's how fucking chaotic it was. Ocon almost crashed into the Alfa Romeo of Zhou because of this. Max also hit the pit wall coming out of his box and destroyed his front wing, which he basically just said, understeered a little. Like, come on, Max. And like everyone was watching, and like even the fucking fans were cheering because Max decided to understeer and hit the fucking pit wall and destroy his front wing, which was like so stupid. But of course that happened under the red flag, so he was okay. The mechanics like rolled him back into the pit box, changed his front wing, and then he was out again. So yeah, but like the fact that the fans cheering just set me off a little bit, which is like crazy how much they hate him. But yeah, in Q1, Valtteri, as I said before, he completely lost power, like, at the end of Q1, so he set his lap, and as soon as he crossed the line, he was going down some corners and basically lost power, which, as I said before, like, they said that it's power issues, but, like, at the same time, yeah, of course, like, if you have no fuel in your tank, how are you not going to lose power? So, you know, think whatever you like, but yeah. So that's because he lost power, he basically wasn't able to participate in Q2. There was like not enough time to actually fix the car. Then we had Carlos and Charles unhappy with each other, which basically one of them before, I think it was Q2, like one of them overtook each other, like coming out of the pit lane, or was it Q1? I can't remember that honestly, and I didn't write it down, but I remember seeing that before coming out, they basically like
overtook each other. And then on track, Carlos was almost stationed. Yeah, it was probably Q1 because of like the whole chaos. So Carlos was almost stationary and in front of him was Ocon. So Charles started complaining because he was behind Carlos and basically said, oh yeah, nice Carlos, just nice. And he basically had to overtake him. So he overtook him, and then because Carlos was still like on his fast lap, he basically had to sacrifice car temp, and he said that on the radio, like, oh, nice, Charles, I had to sacrifice car temp, but okay. And because Charles overtook him, he almost crashed into Ocon, so that was, like, eek, that was honestly not nice to see. Also, in Q2, Ocon and Stroll had a little tangle. They, like, kind of hit each other but at the same time didn't, and like I don't know what they're just both stupid. I'm sorry, but they were just stupid this weekend, and they were like, they hit each other a couple of times, and like I wasn't even following because like, bro, like what the fuck are you doing? Like why are you fighting each other? Why are you hitting each other? Like, just fucking drive. Yeah, so because of that little tangle, Ocon failed to reach Q3 because, like, he sacrificed time. Like, yeah, anyways. Also, we had a little, like, incident of Max overtaking Russell under yellow flags, which was honestly, like, really, really quickly resolved because after the whole qualifying, I saw people like Arun on Sky talk about like he overtook Russell, Max overtook Russell before the yellow flags fold, so it was like too dramatized, but yeah. So I think that's it. Yeah, Max was investigated, but there was no penalty because, as I said before, Karun said he analyzed this whole incident and it was all right. Like, he overtook Russell before the yellow flags had fallen. So yeah, that's about it about qualifying. I've talked enough about qualifying, so now let's get into the whole, like, the main thing, the race in Silverstone. Now, for the main race, for the main event of the whole weekend, we also had Verstappen being P1. We also had Lando and Norris behind him, which I didn't mention in qualifying. Like, fucking Norris and fucking Piastri both being questioned by the post-quali interviewers. It was so amazing to see Piastri. Like, Max was shooketh. Max was as amazed as I was. And, like, the fact that Norris was fastest overall and Max just pulled that fucking 2/10 out of his ass when he went on the fast lap, it was, like, it was honestly not unexpected. It was expected, but it was at the same time, like, so amazing to actually witness it happening, because, like, it was the same thing as in Monaco when Alonso was almost setting pole, but then fucking Max decided to drive like Senna for no reason and just set the, like, fastest time overall and, like, at the end of this session. So this basically happened too. Like, he, like, I don't know, bro, he's an animal. Like Alonso said, he is a fucking animal. And, like, yeah, he decided to snatch pole from Norris, but Norris was amazing at the race start because he somehow from P2 he had a really great start and he managed to overtake Max, and he was leading for 5 laps, which was honestly, bro, I was screaming, I was crying, I was throwing up, pissing myself, like,
everything. I was shitting myself, everything. That was fucking insane. Like, but at lap 5, Max took the lead again, which was, like, so sad to see. But still, like, Norris, he got a great getaway at the start. It was really interesting to see, really entertaining to see. Like, the crowd cheering, everyone screaming, me screaming too at my fucking TV screen. Like, oh my god. That was, like, amazing. And Piastri was also really good. He was following Max for so long. But, yeah, as soon as... Sorry for that pause. I was reading my notes again. But, yeah, he was following Max. But as soon as Max overtook Norris, he was, like, really fast behind Norris. And he was saying to his engineers that he's faster. We didn't actually get to hear that, but Crofty said that, like, they're listening to the radio and that's what he's saying, but he was told to hold position. So he was managing. He could have been faster. He could have probably overtook Norris, but at the same time, like, if he was able to do that, he probably couldn't catch Max at the front because he was pulling. Like, Norris was keeping up within 2 or 3 seconds behind Max, but at the same time, like, there was no reason for them to switch, so it was a great call for McLaren. But yeah, then Max and Russell were kind of reporting wind gusts, which is, like, Ted even said, it's Silverstone, bro. It's Silverstone has, like, its own microclimate, which kind of made sense when they were talking about weather throughout the race. So yeah, Ocon, then he came into the pits on lap 10 and they retired the car because basically they had a hydraulic leak on the car, which was kind of really sad to see because Ocon had some issues in free practice sessions and, like, in qualifying. But yeah, then also turn 9 and turn 15 were mentioned for track limits. Once again, Austria repeating itself because it was probably just because of wind. That's what Crofty said himself. But yeah, then we also had Carlos say on team radio, they were basically talking strategies, and Carlos' engineer basically said, we're, like, thinking about plan B, and Carlos goes, and I quote, "What is plan B, Ricky? I forgot," end of quote. I tried a little, like, I tried impersonating him, but yeah, the man fucking forgot what is plan B. Norris also had, like, the same kind of convo with his engineer. Well, when he was asked about plan A and he was like, I think I can keep up this place. He was also really confused, and I think he was also forgetting what plan A was, but yeah. Max decided to pull on Alonso when he said, and I quote, "saw a Ferrari pit, so I guess we're sticking to the strategy," end of quote. And Crofty even said that he probably saw it on one of the screens, the fan screens, which is, like, literally the same as Alonso did when he congratulated Stroll on a nice overtake because he saw it in the screens, which is, like, bro. Fucking Max and Alonso being the trolls, like, literal trolls. Alonso, when he was on the podiums and stuff like that, he was like, "Oh, such a lonely race, like, I didn't know what to do, I was so bored, so I decided to look at the fan screens." Now fucking Max, he, in one of the races, he reported that basically, "Oh, is that Ferrari pitting? Because I heard the, like, the guns of them changing the tires." Then he fucking, on one of the free practice sessions, decides to say, "Oh, is that Helmut's phone going off? Because, like, we could literally hear that." And now he says that. "Saw Ferrari pit, so I guess we're sticking to the strategy." Like, bro, you're in front don't make fun of other people like that. You're so bored. Come on. Like, he's already said enough in the press conferences and like interviews with people that he's bored and he might leave until 2026 comes. So yeah, Lando was also talking with his engineer like throughout the whole race. The engineer was asking him like, how's the space, can you keep that up? And he was like, I'm happy, I'm consistent. Almost sounding like Alonso again when he was like, I'm young, I'm fit, I can handle this. So that was kind of funny. Then the pit window opened up, a lot of people pitting. Nothing interesting here. Oh, then on lap 31, Magnussen basically just lost his engine and just like literally stopped in front of the track, like in the middle of track, and then a bit of fire came from his exhaust, but like nothing too dramatic. So maybe just a little bit of fuel burning there because like it was quickly out and it was just smoke after that. So he basically brought out the virtual safety car because of that. And then after that, there was a full safety car for, I think, 5 laps. So under that safety car, almost everyone pitted. Carlos was told to stay out. So almost everyone came out on softs, except Lando. He pitted for hards. Piastri was pitted for hards. Russell for medium, Sainz for hards. He was like told to stay out. And then Leclerc also mediums. So yeah. So Lando ended up being on hards. He came in like P2 after pitting, and Hamilton came in after Lando on softs, which, you know, like softs are the better tire, the faster tire. So yeah, we'll get into that a little bit later, but I just wanna continue reading my notes and then we can talk about that stuff. But yeah, Stroll was also noted on leaving the track and gaining an advantage on Gasly, which they had, like I said before, that Ocon and Stroll had a moment, and now we had another Alpine and Stroll have a moment. So basically, Stroll touched with Gasly. Gasly got a puncture from that. Like, it looked like it wasn't even that bad when they touched, but I guess it was. Then Stroll like went wide and basically track limits, he was over the white line and basically he gained an advantage, so that's why he was noted for that. But there was no further investigation. But then it happened again. It happened again because they both caused a collision, and now Gasly went off and had his suspension broken, so he had to retire the car on lap 48 because he had damaged and he couldn't continue. So that's why Stroll was given a 5-second penalty for causing a collision, which was well deserved because I don't know what he was doing. Like, he was nowhere, he wasn't even in the points. So fighting for gas with Gasly, I guess, like 4 points, but like they were far off, so I don't know what was that about. But yeah, well deserved. So Stroll finished in P14 because of his 5-second penalty. Then it was really funny to see Albon overtaking Leclerc, and like he was between Leclerc and Carlos being behind him, and he overtook Leclerc. Fucking Williams overtaking a Ferrari. Where did we see that one coming? Like, what? How did that even happen? So that happened. So Albon finished P8 because of that. He was able to overtake Leclerc, which Leclerc was so unhappy that that happened. He was fighting with Albon. It was like really entertaining to see, but that still happened, and Albon finished in front of the both Ferraris, which, like, in what kind of parallel universe did we expect to see that? But I guess it's this one. It was, like, and it was really entertaining. But, yeah, we also had Alonso, Albon, and Leclerc. Like, Albon was able to catch up with Alonso, and he was almost overtaking him. Like, almost. And Leclerc behind them was just waiting. He was waiting for an opportunity, and like, it was a race to the finish line, and it, bro, I was so happy that Albon wasn't overtaken by Leclerc. Like, the fight was amazing. Like, a true race to the finish line. It was so entertaining to see. I don't know, just, I'm like the little fan of Albon that's somewhere within my heart just like was cheering for him so hard. Even though I love Alonso, I of course love Ferrari, like who doesn't love Ferrari, but still, the fact that Albon was doing so great this weekend just honestly made my day. And Lando wasn't overtaken by Hamilton, which I said before that we're going to get into that, because Lando was on hards. He had to get those tires into the window. He had to warm them up, basically. And fucking Hamilton was on softs. He was catching Lando. He almost overtook him like a couple of times, even more than that. And it was like, Lando, fucking Lando, doing such a great job fighting off Lewis Hamilton. The Lewis Hamilton. Like, what? Like, this race was one of the best races I've seen so far, apart from Austria. Like, these two races, top 10, top 5, top 5 from, if we're talking just about the season so far. But, like, oh my god. The fact that Lando managed to fight off Lewis Hamilton on softs behind him, fucking catching him, being within 0.05 of a second behind Lando, and he still, like, defended his position and ended up finishing P2. Once again, I was fucking screaming. I was screaming and telling Lando to fucking go. Quote unquote, just go, Lando, go. I was, bro, that was so entertaining. I love that so much, and I was so happy for Lando. And Lando, even, he was the driver of the day too, which of course I voted for Lando. Like, he was so good this weekend. I'm really sad that Piastri couldn't stand on the podium, but he finished P4, which was, I mean, still great, still in the points. Like, it's the best weekend McLaren's had so far, which they were even called tractors at one point. Yes, I called them tractors too, because they will, like, really nowhere, but they still finished in really great places. I'm so happy for the both of them, like, for the whole team. Fucking Zach Brown was ecstatic. Like, I don't know, he was euphoric. He was hugging and, like, giving handshakes left and right, and he was almost crying. Like, he was so happy. In one, like, when Lando was standing on the podium, he almost looked like a proud dad. He really did. And, like, yeah, as much as I dislike that man for, like, discarding Ricardo so easily for Piastri, I'm still really happy for the whole team and Piastri too, because, like, Piastri is, honestly, I had a realization, like, this is the end of the race. I have, like, nothing to talk about, like, when it comes to the racing, because, like, yeah, like, an amazing race. An amazing race, honestly. And also, Lando had his first time on the podium in Silverstone, which, he is a British guy, so, like, a home race for him. That was amazing. But, yeah. As I was saying before, I had a little realization when it comes to, like, Piastri. I wasn't sure if I liked the guy. He seemed like, I don't know,
just the fact that he took Ricardo's place, which, I mean, yeah, it's understandable. Ricardo wasn't performing, but I mean, I was still salty about it. But now I had a realization that the man, I love the man, he really reminds me of Kimi in one way or another with his, like, personality and character. I don't know. He's just, like, has that, he doesn't really talk that much, but he's also funny. I love his Twitter, honestly. His Twitter tweets, like, one of, like, the ones with DRS when he had some issues, and F3, I think, with DRS and stuff like that. Like, he was writing those tweets. That was really funny. I'm like, I love the guy. He's, like, he's just like me. I'm him. He's me. But, yeah, I love the guy, and I'm really happy for the guy that he finished before. So, yeah, what else? Oh, Alonso. Alonso finished P7, which I already talked about it. Like, bro, somebody needed to shut up Alonso, and, like, the fact that he's not doing so well just made him kind of quiet and literally nowhere, which is kind of sad. Like, it really is. But at the same time, as I said before, the field is leveling out, so Aston Martin are going to be, like, in their place, which they're supposed to be. But yeah, oh, also, Perez, the fourth time that he's not even in Q2, or, no, Q3, yeah. So he, from P15, managed a P6 finish in the race, which is like, okay, that's good, but at the same time, like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? You're in the fastest car, and you're, like, not getting into Q3 and finishing P6, which is like nine places is still good, everything's all right, but at the same time, like, come on, you're in the fastest car, you can do better. And one of my friends, Starblood Art on Instagram, shout out to you. You have, like, really amazing art. She said that basically she's from Germany and she was listening to Sky Sports from Germany. So Helmut, since he's Austrian, he also talks in German. He was talking about Ricardo, that they might, after testing tires, they might put Ricardo in the second Red Bull seat. Which, he's still, like, giving mixed signals. He's still not being, like, concrete. And, like, still not telling us stuff. Which, yeah, it makes sense. But at the same time, like, can you stop talking and giving us false hope that Ricardo is going to be in the second Red Bull seat? Like, come on, Marco, come on, like, shut up and just, yeah, as I said before, just put Ricardo in the seat or just shut up. Because, like, these stupid rumors, even the rumors that Ferrari might be looking at Albon and giving him a seat in Ferrari, which is like, then, bro, my fucking dogs, if you heard them before, I'm so sorry, because it's annoying me too. But yeah, even the fact that Ferrari and Albon are set to rumor that Ferrari is going to give the second seat of Carlos Sainz for Albon, because Albon has been really good, which, I mean, makes sense, but at the same time, like, bro, it's the middle of the season, so what the fuck are you even talking about? Let's just wait for the silly season. Let's just stop these dramatic fucking articles and, like, talks. I fucking hate them. I hate them so much, these stupid rumors. Like, bro, I don't know where the anger is coming from in me, but, like, I just really don't like the dramatic things that the press decides to write about people and the teams. Like, I hate it. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. If you made it this far, which I'm surprised if you actually did, because, like, I've talked plenty this time, and I don't know what I'm going to talk about next week, because we're not going to have any racing. So, yeah, we're going to have to wait until July 21st. We're hungry, so yeah, I don't know. I'll think of something, but I'll see you next time. Thank you once again for listening to me talking about shit, bashing everybody. Yeah. So, thank you so much once again, and I'll see you next time. Bye.